This past week, former Los Angeles Police Department Detective James Daugherty died in San Rafael, California, at the age of 84. In 1942, when he was 21 years old, Daugherty married his neighbor, 16-year-old Norma Jean Baker. He joined the Merchant Marines, was sent to the South Pacific in 1944, returned to Los Angeles in 1946, and soon after, he and Baker divorced. Daugherty married two more times. His second marriage ended in divorce, and his third wife died in 2003. In 1946, Norma Jean Baker changed her name to Marilyn Monroe. Married twice more, first to baseball great Joe DiMaggio and later to playwright Arthur Miller, Monroe became a movie star and an icon of post-war America. She died in 1962. Shawnee Krug produced a documentary about James Daugherty called Marilyn's Man. Shawnee Krug joins us from his home in York, Maine. Thanks a lot for your time.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi. You're quoted in the New York Times as saying that James Daugherty was everything Marilyn Monroe never had in her life. What do you mean by that?
When he discovered Marilyn at the age of 15, she was rough around the edges. She was pretty much a tomboy. They met at Van Nuys High School in California. And Jim really feminized her, took her everywhere with him and showed her the world. He was a bon vivant, great sense of humor. He brought that in her. Really refined her, even kind of showed her how to walk and be sexy. That's kind of Jim's way of showing her how to be a sexy woman.
What was his life like after they split?
He had a very full life. He remarried, had three beautiful girls, became a huge legend in the LAPD. He invented the SWAT team, by the way, and he broke some famous cases, one of which was a plot to kidnap James Garner. He broke that case.
He wrote a book, To Norma Jean with Love. What did he say about her?
Between the lines, the subtext basically said that he was deeply in love with her and he was really brokenhearted that she was seduced by the powers to be at Tinseltown, and he only wished that he could have had a great full life with her and grown old together because she was such an Olympian soul, a very special human being.
And the last years of his life, he led a quiet one in Maine?
Yes, he married Rita, his third wife, and they retired in Maine, and Rita reminded him so much of Norma Jean, and it was almost a parallel life experience being with Rita.
Shawnee Krug wrote, produced, and directed the documentary Marilyn's Man. He spoke with us from his home in York, Maine. Thank you, Mr. Krug.
Thank you. It's nice talking to you.
James Daugherty died this past week in San Rafael, California. He was 84. Daugherty was the first husband of Norma Jean Baker, the woman who became Marilyn Monroe.